The name of tonight's game is Nine Ball. A few dozen players are scattered around four tables in a dark backroom pool hall. They blast the white cue through balls arranged in a diamond pattern on the table. The goal? Sink the balls 1 through 9 in number order, stacking up points for every ball sunk. Sink the nine ball at any time, game over. Players go several rounds before yielding the table to the next two in the tournament. Buddy Hall sits at a table in the corner, waiting his turn. He stands out, a big man and the oldest in the room, and the other players give him a deferential respect. Hall started playing at 15, picking up the game from his uncle. As a teenager, Hall would skip school to go to the local pool hall where he swept floors in exchange for time at the table, because he was too poor to pay for it out of pocket.
That's all I wanted to do, play pool. Heck, I had loved it so much, I didn't get interested in girls until I was about 18, you know.
The 67-year-old Hall learned by watching other players and trying out the way they did it. If it worked for him, he kept it up. If it didn't, he dropped it. He was 17 when he won his first tournament.
It paid $500. That wasn't bad for a 17-year-old kid back then.
What'd you do with the money?
God knows I don't.
Hall practiced constantly. He'd throw balls out on the table, sink them until he missed one, and start again. He got good fast, winning tournaments around the country.
I just worked hard. I played a lot of pool, and I wasn't playing like it was a job. I was playing for the fun of it because I loved to play. When I saw somebody that played better than me, my goal was to play better than them. And I accomplished that in a lot of times.
Hall says he's seen many good players. They're systematic. They aim from good positions and make good shots.
But a great player is somebody that comes with something extra, that he'll have shots that other people don't see, but he does. And he's able to go that one step farther.
Buddy's taught us all a lot about the game and what we didn't even know we should be paying attention to about the game, you know.
Brian Steele's new to tournaments, and he plays with Hall in Metropolis.
Pool's a game of chess, decisions. Best man make best decisions, wins financially in life and on the green.
Green meaning pool table felt. For example, Steele says before he met Hall, he was trying to sink every ball. He didn't know about missing correctly.
A bank shot's 60-40 odds. So that's not high percentage. If you miss it correctly, it's 100% odds that they're probably not going to beat you when it's their turn again. And then you get another chance, even if you miss.
The number of people playing pool has risen dramatically since Hall's early years. Billiard Congress of America says the game almost died out in the 60s and 70s because of pool hall's poor reputations and more interest in outdoor activities. Upscale pool rooms caused resurgence in the 80s. Now more than 12 million Americans play pool regularly, according to the 2012 USA Sports Participation Survey. Steele has his own theories about the popular rise. He says in Hall's day, the only way to learn was to make mistakes. But these days, Steele's generation goes online to look for techniques and strategies.
We all, I guess, essentially cheated and run a CD off and didn't pay for it, you know, in a way, with the computer. And I don't know if that's wrong, but we're learning a lot easier than what them good old boys did. How many guys spent that much time, and then they wouldn't share the information because they weren't getting paid.
Hall's turn to play comes up, and he racks the balls and hits the open break, sending them scattering over the green. He loses the first game and wins the second, but tonight's not his night. Hall finishes the tournament middle of the pack. He calls the loss terrible, but he's played long enough to not let it get to him.
As long as you play the game, you're going to pay your dues. You're going to get good rolls, you're going to get bad rolls. You're going to miss shots, and you're going to make shots, as long as you play the game. So there's no such thing as I've paid my dues. As long as you play pool, you're going to keep paying your dues.
For Hall, there's always another tournament and another chance. For WKMS News, I'm Angela Hatton.